Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Ivan Meisner is here. BNI.com is the website for Business Network International, the organization, the global organization he founded. How many chapters and how many people now, Ivan?
As of yesterday, we had 9,501 chapters.
That's 1,000 chapters, and, folks. Let's round that up. 1,000 chapters around the world. Go ahead. We haven't even counted the ones on Mars. Go ahead.
With 9,500, we're almost at 10,000, and I mean, 71,000 members.
71,000. Wait, 9,000 chapters?
9,500. We just broke 9,500.
I remember when it was 750.
Yeah, probably about
I
that.
Do.
That's about right.
1999, 750 chapters, and now you're almost at 10,000. Holy mackerel. Wow. Remember what I said about viral when I was telling you he was coming? That's viral. That's an amazing viral story, and it had almost nothing to do with the internet. Thanks, congratulations, Ivan. I tell you, your legacy is awesome, and the fact that you're willing to share with us, folks, this is humility. I mean, the man could clip his coupons and wander off into the sunset, but he's still giving back, and that's you're a profile in humility as well, Ivan, and you practice what you preach. When he talks about giver's gain, folks, Ivan lives, he walks the talk. We're talking about humility. We're connecting humility to the not only the practice of networking, but the successful practice of networking. If you're going to do it right, giver's gain, which means others first, right?
Yes. Yeah, as much as possible. And, you want to give from your saucer, not your cup. Meaning, I've seen people
Wait a minute, I got to write that down. I got to write that down. Go ahead.
You got to give from your saucer, not your cup, as a rule. If you're giving everything you've got, then you'll have nothing to give at all. And we want people to give. And so as your business becomes more successful and as you're doing better and it's overflowing to your saucer, that's where you give from. And you give freely from there, and that's all part of, I think, part of having humility is that giving aspect and connecting with people. We talked about Branson and how he connects with people.
Richard Branson,
I thought I was a pretty good networker, but when I watched him operate, I was like, wow, I could be better. And so watching him has made me better, even though I run the largest networking organization in the world face-to-face. It's made me better, and I'll give you an example. I go to BNI events all the time, and some of them are really big, and it's chaos when you've got 1,000 people, and there's a lot of photographs taken. And one of the things that I've noticed is that the photographers never get their picture taken with the speakers, ever. And so I always make sure at these events, when I've got a photographer or two who's taking photos of me and other speakers, to say, hey, come on here, stand next to me. Let's get somebody to take a picture. And sometimes that's a hassle because they've got these big, giant Nikon cameras whatever. But we figure it out, and they're always blown away because nobody ever takes their picture. Mm-hmm. And it's simple little things like that that make someone's day, that you're connecting.
You got to get out of your own self-importance, though. And it's hard for a lot of people to do that. But I will tell you, if you ever will do that, if you'll ever put yourself out there and let other people go first, and it's the servant, it's another element of the servant leadership thing, isn't it, Ivan? I mean, servant leadership is not, it's what I try to tell people, Ivan, is servant leadership is not only the right thing to do, it's a best practice. It's a business best practice, isn't it?
It is.
Humility is too.
Employees, you get people who work for the company that just love working for the company. Branson's people on Necker Island, they love him when he's not on the island, not just when he's there. They love him when he's not there. I mean, a couple of times I said to some of the people when he was off the island for the afternoon, and I'd say, how is Richard really to work for?
Come on, tell us the truth.
tell us the truth. And it would be like, you'd almost think Richard was sitting right there, because they'd say, he's amazing. He's fantastic to work with. This is the best job I've ever had. I love it.
That's great.
And he wasn't even on the island. So
that's great. I need a website, please. I need to know how to find you and Dana.
IvanMeisner.com. I've got 13 years of content up there.
His blog is awesome. His articles are awesome. Go ahead.
BNI.com, IvanMeisner.com. Thanks so much, Jim.
Books are there. Ivan, thanks you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Yep, you bet.
Keep up the good work. Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.